that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police tell us the shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street Saturday morning. A teenager was arrested for making threats at Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all clear was given. And the River Region United Way has kicked off its 2019 fundraising campaign. The organization serves nearly 130,000 people in Autauga, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News Talk 93.1. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Let's go to the phones and let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, hey, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing good. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Wow. Joey, we've had five first-time callers?
Yeah, I don't know what's happened today.
David, give me your month and day of birth.
0101.
0101. How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, I retired in 13, so as soon as I got back to Prattville, I picked you up on the radio and been listening ever since.
Since 2013?
Yes, sir.
Wow, thank you so very much. What type of work did you do?
I'm a retired Air Force, 23 years.
Well, thank you for your service very, very, very much. So were you stationed here and you liked it so much you just stayed here?
Yes, sir. I was stationed here 04 to 07, bought a house in Prattville, and then went to England for 6 years. So we rented our house out the whole time we were in England, and when I retired, we come back, and we've been here ever since.
Other than the food, how'd you like Mario, England?
I loved it the first 3 years, which is what led me to re-up for another 3 years, and then regretted that the whole second 3 years.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. What?
Well, I mean, once you see everything and you get over the newness of everything, then the slowness of England, everything's slow.
Everything is slow. It's a very different pace.
Is.
But the neat thing is you go across the channel, and there you have all of Europe in front of you, and the train system there is spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. And like the channel, hour and 45 minutes, you can be in France from London.
So what years were you in London?
From 2007 to 2013.
Wow. That's cool. I enjoyed my stay when I was there. It's an interesting place.
I loved it. We did New Year's in London every year that we were there. Brought in my birthday in the New Year, and it was awesome.
I like that. What's on your mind today, other than telling me that you were in London?
Well, that wasn't even on my mind. No, I just wanted to call and tell you guys, and especially you and Joey, how much I appreciate what you guys do for the community. Talk about my service. You guys do it every day and take up getting beaten up by callers and everything else, and I appreciate what y'all do.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and I know Joey does. That means an awful lot to both of us.
All right, and tell Joey if I ever meet him, I'm going to cut that ponytail off.
David, what time are we going to do that drawing?
Oh, I don't even know. I've been out here building
2:30 to 2:40. 2:30 to 2:40, so we're going to do it in about 30 minutes, no, about 25 minutes. So listen in, see if you, in the words of Milton McGregor, you can be a winner too.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss a minute.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you.
All right.
Let me go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing, sir?
Paul, I am so good, I can't even stand it.
You know, I've got a personal question, if I may ask it.
Sure.
And, you know, I've been a long-time listener, and I'm also a cancer survivor. We've multiple times over the years.
Wow. Great. Welcome to the club.
I've noticed that your cough is getting a little more prolific than it used to be. You okay?
I'm okay. It's a saliva issue, and sometimes I'll choke on some things.
Okay. I've just been concerned because I hear it. You know, I notice little nuances. It's just the way I am. I've always been that way.
Well,
I have a saliva issue because I've had throat cancer. I don't produce much saliva.
Yeah, what type of
48 radiations will screw you up?
And tell me about it. I only did 29. What type of throat cancer?
I had squamous cell. I used nasal spray too much for 20 years. And the doctors, when I asked them, said, nah, no way. And my wife, who's an RN, now she found an article that linked the kind of sinus spray I use to squamous cell carcinoma.
Wow. Where did you get your treatment done?
Montgomery Cancer Center.
Yeah.
I had, at that time, they treated me like I was, they were excellent. I'm 8 years in remission. It's gone. No reoccurrence. Needless to say, I don't use sinus spray anymore.
Yeah. Now, Matt Barnes is a good friend of mine. He's the great people that are out there. I had base of tongue cancer, stage four, two-inch tumor. But I went to MD Anderson, and it's throat. Anything to do with your throat and radiation is very, very painful. People just do not realize.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. I still suffer to this day from issues with swallowing and neck cramps and muscle tissue that's always hurting. And, you know, but it's you know, it is what it is. It's better that than not be here.
There you go. Any day above ground is a good day.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Paul,
I was just wondering, if I may, if you're in a hurry, I can
no,
go.
No. I have plenty of time.
My question is, do you suppose that all the Democratic candidates are drinking from the same cup of psychedelic drugs?
What I believe happens is they talk among and a very tight group, and the ideas that they're talking about all make sense to the people that are in their tight group. But when you go out and start talking about it in America, it isn't going to go.
No, it's not. They have no chance with what they're presenting. There's no way. One last question,
sure.
If I may ask.
Sure.
A friend of mine goes into the conspiracy theories and all this stuff. He tells me that Trump has been, they've attempted to kill him several times. You hear nothing about it on the media, which is not surprising. Is there any truth to that?
I cannot say how in the world there could be some truth to that. That would be such a mega story that the media couldn't resist doing it. I mean, the reason the media does an awful lot of things that they do is because of what they call the death watch. So the reason the media is in the motorcade is because if something happens in the motorcade, they want to be there. If something happens to the president, they want to be there.
Right. And I understand that. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I can qualify. I got a certificate I think it's more 2 months or more ago from Greg's show to Capital Oyster Bar, which was great. I'd like to get in Sweet Creek if I can.
You can. You can be on different shows within the 90-day period. So, Paul, give me your month and day of birth.
9/20.
So how was the Capital Oyster Bar? Isn't that a great place?
Oh, man, I've been going there. I used to buy oysters by the bushel over on the Southern Bypass.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, that is a great group. Great group of people. Great music on Sundays in particular.
Excellent. That's when I went last time, on a Sunday.
Paul, thank you for the telephone call, and thanks for the conversation.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see the clip, see if we can get back on track here. Oh, man. We didn't even get to the second Robert Wolf thing, did we?
Right. I'm not sure what happened, but I like it. The calls just kept rolling in.
They really did. Let's see. Let's start out with... let's do the second part of Robert Wolf, and then we'll get into the McCabe story.
Astro would have lost a lot of support if he had a lot of support to start with.
Yeah.
Given what he had said.
You know, we were speaking off camera about it. One, as Brian said before, Julian was wrong. Joe Biden did say you could go right into the insurance. Number two, I thought it was really off base, you know, saying, oh, did you forget? I actually think that will be a losing night for Julian Castro. I'd probably say he was the biggest.
Like Biden
he
or
lost
not.
On the stage big time.
Like Biden or not, like his policies or not. A lot of women especially that I've talked to before the show said they thought it was disrespectful. He was the vice president. They served together in the same administration. And it was, frankly, a little mean.
It was off. It was off. But I don't mind the idea of a real debate. I just think that you can respectfully debate.
Here's how ABC helped.
Yeah.
And it was Rahm Emanuel on Sunday who came out and said, what is going on? We cannot give illegal immigrants health care. You cannot decriminalize border crossing.
Yeah, they didn't.
You cannot have Medicare for all. And they didn't even ask
They didn't make him raise their hands.
So if George Stephanopoulos said, do you want to give illegal immigrants, do you want to give them health care? He didn't put him on the griddle on that.
Yeah,
and that would have been an opportunity for the so-called moderates like Joe Biden.
I think there's no question, Brian, that they didn't have to do the are you for or against. And I think that helped the entire night for the Democrats because I think that was a losing proposition last time. No question about it.
And one other thing, at the last debate, Barack Obama was portrayed as a villain. Last night, everybody loved him.
Yeah, there's no question he was getting his bear hugs last night, and I think it makes sense, right? I think he's 97% popularity.
Because after the last debate, remember, you came on and everyone came on, they're like, what in the world?
Exactly.
America loves this president.
Bad strategy.
Loved him. Why are they doing that?
It did not work.
Yeah.
I mean,
Democrats, it
just doesn't work when you're hitting the guy that you're going to actually ask to be your number one surrogate if you're the nominee.
Your message to the seven that didn't make the stage.
I think you got to talk about the economy. If there's one thing I was really disappointed, no one talked about jobs and wages. There was nothing on the economy. That will be the number one issue
by far.
And I thought ABC did a good night, but they totally missed on that. How can you not speak about the economy?
You know, one of the things that he didn't mention is the Democratic National Committee made as a rule that the inquisitors could not ask a question of raise your hand because that was so damaging to them when they all did it. It put them all in a big lump, and that really messed them up. Let's go to some other things here. McCabe and the U.S. attorney, SNIG reported, the U.S. attorney recommending indictment for McCabe. He's going to basically be drawn before the grand jury to see if they're going to indict him. That was never mentioned on ABC, NBC, CBS last night or this morning. Nothing. Not a word. Let's listen to Catherine Herridge talk about Home McCabe here.
A frequent object of President Trump's scorn may soon be facing a different kind of wrath from the federal government. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge is here with new details on the Andrew McCabe case. Good evening, Catherine.
Thank you, Brennan. Good evening. The former FBI deputy and acting director Andrew McCabe is one step closer to criminal indictment tonight after a source close to his legal team confirmed to Fox News that the Justice Department rejected his last-minute appeal. McCabe's legal team recently met with the Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen to argue against federal criminal charges for misleading investigators over his role in a media leak about the Clinton Foundation just before the 2016 presidential election. The email from Justice said the department rejected your appeal of the United States Attorney's Office's decision in this matter. Any further inquiry should be directed to the United States Attorney's Office. Fox News has learned that Jesse Liu, the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., recommended moving forward with charges based on the findings of a 2018 Inspector General report. McCabe, now a CNN contributor, was fired over those findings within days of his retirement. Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz concluded McCabe, quote, lacked candor on at least four separate occasions about his role in a media leak that confirmed the FBI's probe of the Clinton Foundation. Horowitz also found McCabe violated FBI media policy because confirmation of an ongoing investigation was not in the public interest. Rather, the leak was designed to benefit McCabe and push back against criticism he was compromised because his wife took more than $600,000 from Democrats for a 2015 state Senate race. Last month, McCabe filed a civil wrongful termination case against the FBI and Justice Department. Tonight, the U.S. Attorney's Office is not commenting on any pending action.
Okay, so that was a pretty big thing, and nobody's mentioning it other than Fox. Nobody's even talking about this. There's not register. I've got a lot more on that subject, and some people have had some insight to this right after this quick break.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, so nobody's talking about Andrew McCabe, and this is something pretty large. So let's listen to a former DOJ official talk about McCabe.
Criminal indictment could be on the way for former FBI director Andrew McCabe, the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C., now recommending, apparently, moving forward charges against McCabe for lying to investigators about leaking to the media about the FBI's Clinton Foundation investigation. The DOJ rejected McCabe's last-ditch appeal to avoid criminal charges. Joining us right now to discuss, former DOJ official and former trial lawyer Ian Pryor. How much peril is Mr. McCabe in?
Well, I think he's in a good deal of peril here. I mean, look at some of the people in the Trump orbit that essentially went down for a similar charge, right? I mean, Roger Stone, who's been charged for lying to the FBI, George Papadopoulos, Mike Flynn. Well, now the worm is turned, and you have Andy McCabe, who was integral in starting the whole investigation that led to the Mueller report, which ended up being a dud. Now he is the one that has his turn to face consequences, potentially, most right. likely, for lying to the FBI.
Okay, so this is a former DOJ official. He was in the Public Affairs Department here. And he's going to carry on talking about McCabe. And you heard him say, this is pretty serious stuff. And this is the U.S. attorney that oversees Washington, D.C., and they're taking this to the grand jury. And I think McCabe, and you can kind of hear this, is he going to possibly turn on others?
These potential charges are from, they stem from the Inspector General report, Mr. Horowitz, which came out, we're not talking about the one he's working on now, we're talking about the one that came out last year. So the one he's working on right now could be bad, not only for McCabe, but for a lot of other people, right?
Absolutely. Look, I think this is just the beginning for Andy McCabe. You know, the Inspector General report into FISA abuses, McCabe was, obviously central in that process. And then you have the Durham investigation that involves not just the FBI, not just McCabe and Comey, but the intelligence community at large and right. what they did with the Russian investigation. So what we're seeing here with Andy McCabe, if he does get indicted, is it something that the Department of Justice could use to try and get right. him to flip on others in the intelligence community? That's something to look for.
Well, now, wait a minute. Give us some names. Who are you talking about there?
Well, I think John Brennan, I think James Clapper, Susan Rice, all the folks that were at the top of the chain in the broader intelligence community, what were they doing? What information were they using to try and, start this investigation, to leak to the press, to leak the dossier information to the press? I think there's a lot there in having a prosecution, a smart prosecution mm-hmm. that is based on facts and law right. that they can then use to potentially strike a deal with McCabe to go after bigger fish will be interesting to see.
That would be, but now remember that the reason McCabe opened up the investigation, he decided on his own to open up an investigation on Trump being a Russian asset. And he in doing that, he did that because his friend James Comey got fired. So I'm not sure how much turning he would do that he didn't start getting James Comey involved, other than the fact that if he can get his fat saved out of the fire, then he may do it, because I think the person at the beginning of this is Lisa Page. I think she is the starting point of the turning, and I think she is cooperating with the DOJ officials, Durham and company. And remember, a little secret here is Durham has been on the job for a longer period of time than he was announced. He had been there basically since Barr had gotten there. So Barr got in, brought him in. He did not announce that he was there until a month and a half later. So it's getting kind of interesting. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good. My friend, it's Friday.
Thank goodness.
I know.
So is Andy McCabe going to end up being John Dean or Jeffrey Epstein?
I like that. I like that.
Or not.
I like that bookends there, my friend. That was good. That was very good.
Yeah. You start singing on John Brennan and James Clapper, you just might end up in the Clinton portfolio.
Well, Brennan's going to be mentioned affectionately in some other places, too, in these cuts we're about to do.
Yeah. I just, you know, that when you're talking to heavy hitters like that in the intelligence community, they've got a lot of clout that they could manipulate and pull behind the scenes, you know, to silence a singing canary. I would definitely be watching my back if I was Andy.
Yeah, if I were singing, I would be asking for protection for the singer.
Yeah, and then some. That's scary stuff when you're turning on people like Clapper and Brennan, and not that they don't need to be turned on. So I mean, I hope he does. I hope he goes full tilt and sings like a canary. But
the fact that he liked Comey so much, I think it's very difficult for him to do that without hurting Comey.
Yeah. So, but if he's looking at hard times, he just might have a little change of attitude.
There you go.
So anyway, have a good weekend, Dan.
Thanks, David. You too, my friend. Chad, coming back to you right after this.
Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler, dressed all in black. Former Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman arriving at the federal courthouse in Boston for sentencing.
Are you ready for this?
Neither Huffman nor her actor husband, William H. Macy, responded to those questions. Huffman admitted she paid $15,000 to rig her eldest daughter's SAT scores, pleading guilty to fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors want her to spend a month in prison, her attorneys requesting a year of probation, community service, and a $20,000 fine. Huffman's the first of 34 parents charged in the scheme to face sentencing. More than 30 injuries reported, now an SUV recall.
Ford Motor Company recalling over 330,000 2017 Explorer SUVs in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico because of a sharp seat frame edge that users could come into contact with.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sounds like a broken record, but another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 98. We had a record high yesterday. I think the heat index will be above 100. Rain chances, not zero, but only about 10% today, maybe 20% on Saturday. Still very hot tomorrow with a high around 96. Then on Sunday with a high around 93, we've got scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. All of this depending largely on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's get right to one of our favorite callers. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How was your trip up in the Highlands?
Oh, man, I wish I was there right now.
Ah, man, I know.
Too hot. It was great. It was a beautiful time up there. I'm going back up next weekend. I'll probably go up a lot during October, but just to get out of this heat. You can always tell when it's fall in Alabama, but not by the temperatures. It's really by the sun setting a little bit earlier and the sun coming up a little bit later.
There you go. Exactly right.
That's about the only difference, right? I was going to say that if you're going to start singing, you better put something in that violin case other than a violin to protect yourself. Tommy gun, you know. So, McCabe, interesting move by his lawyers trying to flesh out what the charges are going to be against him before he's actually indicted, huh? So, tells me he's pretty nervous about it. And obviously, the DOJ, he's been sniffing around, probably trying to make a deal, but they don't like what he's saying, or they say, we don't really want a deal from you. We got all we need, which means they probably got Lisa Page. And it was another guy, Dan. Do you remember? It was another guy. It was in the FBI. His name began with an R. I can't remember the name of it. And he was suspected as, like, coming clean early on. Do you remember who I'm talking about?
I do not remember who you were talking about. He was with the FBI?
Yeah, he's an FBI guy, and I can't really. He's not one of the normal names that you see.
Oh, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, Chief of Staff.
Chief of Staff. So I think they've got plenty, but the two people I would like to see the most frog barks and singing in a birdcage have got to be Clapper and what's his name from CIA?
Brennan.
Yeah, Brennan.
Well, do you think they're singing, or do you think that they are targets?
I think they're targets.
Yeah, because you're going to get something from Trey Gowdy talking about an email between Brennan and Comey that basically says, yes, the FISA document wasn't supported at all. And this is going to be after number two of the FISA document. So I think that Durham is getting everything he needs, and I think there's some people going to be in real trouble.
If I were a federal judge sitting on the FISA court, quite frankly, I have a problem with secret star chamber FISA courts anyway, but if I were a federal judge sitting on a FISA court and I found out that somebody falsified an affidavit so that they could go after a presidential campaign, they'd be doing some jail time. I mean, this has totally disrupted the first 2 years of Donald Trump's campaign. All it was two solid years of Russia, Russia, Russia. And just the number of stories the New York Times did alone was like almost 500, right?
And the problem, where we really get to this whole thing, Chad, is that it was an orchestration to preempt Donald Trump's presidency and
right.
try to get rid of him. I think we're going to find out that Rosenstein is going to be a black hat. He basically was cued to vote to get Mueller in. Mueller was in. Mueller brought in a team that was already handpicked. Mueller was sitting in the dark. The team was running everything, and they were like a black ops operation trying to go in and get everything done so they could get Trump out of there so they could stay safe.
And they set up little guys like Flynn, and then they did these indictments on the Facebook Russia guys to make it look like there was something there. Papadopoulos, he was set up by the professor over there in Italy, and then the Australian ambassador was part of it. We're gonna find MI6 was involved in this.
Bingo, absolutely. And that
Italian intelligence agencies are already knocking heads about it.
Yeah, Italian, UK, and Australia. And we're going to have MI5 and MI6 involved in this thing. And I think what they're going to do is trace Brennan to...
He is the master, I'm telling you.
He is. He's the guy who made the telephone call.
That worked well considering he's a commie, or was a communist. And what that's just, to me, Dan, it's unbelievable that anybody who has ever professed to be a card-carrying communist, I don't care when they did it, would ever, A, make it into the CIA, and B, make it to be the head of the CIA.
Well,
and call me, too.
Well, imagine this. Imagine when Boris Johnson became PM.
Right.
Don't you know that there were some people... They were having a hard time swallowing them because I think Theresa May basically said they weren't going to give them the information. Then they were going to cooperate some. I think Boris Johnson is going to give them everything that they need.
I think they will, too. But, and the amazing thing about all this is I think it's all going to start blowing up within the next, couple of months. And it's going to be a hot topic in the presidential election. If people start seeing this and they start finally reading the testimony that's going to become public to see exactly what was done, no matter how much the media tries to cover it up, people are going to be really mad about it.
Well, let me tell you what I think they're going to do. I think what they're going to try to do is avoid talking about it until they absolutely have to. The fact that Andrew McCabe and that an indictment was, prosecution was being recommended in the, before a grand jury. I think they've already gone before the grand jury myself and talking to my people.
Probably a sealed indictment.
But it is, was not even mentioned on ABC, NBC, or CBS.
Yeah.
That is avoidance, and that's just...
Well, the way this stuff works out in with the Department of Justice, especially if it's a big case, a big giant conspiracy like we think it is, is that they'll get indictments slowly but surely with a secret grand jury. They'll have sealed indictments. And then one day, there'll be a press alert. Press conference at 3 o'clock, on a Friday afternoon. And there won't be any subject. And then all of a sudden, they'll walk out and they'll say, today, we've made public the indictment of the following 7 individuals. And that's what they're going to do. It's just going to be one big, giant cabal. And then it's off to the races.
Because I think it's going to go in pieces. I think that you had the IG report on FISA.
Right.
And I think that'll be step number one. And then you're going to have the Durham,
right,
which will be step number two. But there are two legs to the Durham thing. But see, we still have Uber from Utah that's out there,
right,
too. He could,
right,
fit in between those two.
Right. I think you're right. And I'm hoping that IG gets this stuff together. And gets it out this month. But, you just never know about this stuff. Justice moves slowly, but it does move.
Yeah, well, the reason I understand this happening is because there are more people that are coming forward and setting the record straight.
Dan, you took the words out of my mouth. There's a lot of people that are now saying, I better figure out what side I'm on because I'm about to be on the wrong side if I don't.
There you go.
And there's a lot of phone calls from lawyers saying, hey, my client would like to talk to y'all. I know y'all talked to him before, but he just remembered something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to line up. And there are a couple of birds, big birds out there singing. We just don't know who they are, although I do believe Lisa Page is one.
I think Lisa Page and I think Rebecca, I think those two are in there.
Yeah, people who are in the room. And that's the key. If you can put one or two people in the room when some of these conversations took place, you got your case. And if you don't believe that, look what happened when Don Siegelman, when his assistant was in the room when the offer was made by Strucci, or when the demand was made for the $2 million check. And that's how important a person in the room is. So anyway, my two cents. Have a great weekend,
Chad. You too, my friend. You take care. Tell your brother I said hi.
Will do.
Take care. Let's do the drawing.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. We've had a lot of names added just today. A lot of first-time callers, too, so double entries, which is a great thing. So let's do this thing. And the winner is... Mike. First-time caller, Mike, from earlier today.
Mike, you need to call me at 272-9228 because, let me tell you, we love... getting this gift basket in your hands or getting you connected to Sweet Creek Farm Market. So, Mike, give me a call at 272-9228, and we're going to get this to you and get you taken care of. This Jay Sekulow, the president's attorney, and all around good guy, he's going to be talking about McCabe.
Today in these developments, President Trump's attorneys, also the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. Let's start with McCabe. Yep. Your thoughts?
I think his lawyers made an attempt to try to get the case killed. They obviously the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia thought there was a case that should be brought. His lawyers disagreed. They took it up to the Deputy Attorney General under what's basically an internal appeal. The Deputy Attorney General, and I'm sure in consultation with his team, reviewed it, sent it back, saying, no, we don't think that that you're correct, talking to McCabe's lawyers. And in fact, the U.S. attorney now can proceed with bringing a case, which means it'll go to the grand jury. The grand jury will then hear the evidence and in all probability issue an indictment. That's what happens in these cases. It's not just one count with McCabe. It's three, at least three, according to the report that was issued by Mike Horowitz. Now, let me tell you this. They call it lack of candor, but let me tell you what it says in an indictment. It's called a 1001 violation. It's perjury. And that's what this allegation is. And I want to be clear on this. I think this is just the beginning of the problem for these individuals that were running the Department of Justice. So let's not... Andrew McCabe was not a line agent. Andrew McCabe was the deputy to James Comey and then served as the acting head of the FBI. This guy was in charge of and responsible for portions of what was going on in that fake Bob Mueller scenario we lived through for 2.5 years. Which, by the way, and you haven't asked me this yet, did you listen to what these members of Congress are saying about Bob Mueller's report? Oh, no, we're going beyond that now. We've got to go beyond that. They got to go beyond that because there's nothing there. But look, I think McCabe is going to be brought to justice. It's going to the grand jury will make a determination whether to indict. Once they do that, then he'll either plea, as Greg Jarrett said, or he'll go to trial. And that I think is. But I think look, I still think this is a very small part of a much bigger problem. I think this is just a little bit of what's to come.
There's a lot in that one, boys and girls. By the way, Felicity Huffman, 14 days in jail and pay a fine of $30,000. That's light. It Jay brought up the 1001, which is perjury. That's mm-hmm. where you're lying and somebody taking a kind of a not a deposition, but in interviewing you.
Right, like an IG interviewing you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you remember how many times that was mentioned straight up on Comey. Let's listen again to Jay Sekulow on McCabe. Comey and others?
We've identified Kathleen Kavlak. John broke that story. Warning, don't trust this guy. He's got an agenda. They never verified the dossier. They never even tried, and we now know it's unverifiable. We have Bruce Orr and even the British government, which I can't wait to get that letter. So if you don't listen to the warnings and you don't verify a dossier and then you present it before a court, and then later, months later, the FBI determines it's false. Is there anything wrong with me determining, as a non-lawyer, that that's premeditated fraud on a FISA court, violating the constitutional rights of individuals, and also backdoor spying on a campaign, a transition team, and a president?
Look, James Comey told the president of the United States that, and when he was president-elect in January of 2017, he said, look, this is unverified and salacious. But then they were using it as a basis to obtain FISA warrants. You don't get it both ways. So I think that's where, again, James Comey got off, so to speak, on a leak of a document to a member of the press. This is much more serious than that was. And that's why I think when James Comey was almost trying to take, although he really didn't take his victory lap, he couldn't take a victory lap because he also knows that there's exposure here for him in the statements. Look, he was running this investigation. This and it started as Crossfire Hurricane, the counterintelligence investigation, which was a setup from the beginning. And then to take a document and give it to the court, that document's not valid. You know it's not verified. You say it is. Guess what that's called? A fraud on the court. It's a felony. Multiple felonies.
Yeah, but that and his treatment of General Flynn. Wow. Yeah, I took advantage of the chaos. Him and McCabe. Wow.
He said that. Look, James Comey said it. James Comey said, I went in and did this, told him, McCabe tells him he doesn't need a lawyer. Comey says, I got in there before the administration was settled in so I could take advantage of the situation. These are the people that were running our Federal Bureau of Investigation. That is not very good for the American people. I'm glad the president took the action he did, fired James Comey, and then McCabe got fired by the Attorney General.
I've been told by a legal person that said that if there is somebody who's singing within the group and they have this as a structured plan to do this, Comey sending somebody over and telling them, don't get an attorney, it will just slow things down, that is major. Because then the intent to obstruct and to cover up was there in the beginning. Mike, the winner? Mike, welcome aboard and congratulations.
Hey, how amazing is this? My goodness, the first time calling in and then get picked, man, there's nothing better.
Mike, I tell you what, I think Joey's got all your information. We're going to send it down to Reed and Karen Ingram. You need to ask for them, and they'll have your name, and they'll take great care of you. All I ask, Mike, is that you call back and tell us what you got and how was your experience at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
I will surely do that next week. I'll tell you how it goes.
Have you been there before?
No, I've never been there. As a matter of fact, I don't even really know where it's at.
It's on 231. Just hang on. It's on 231. Going towards Troy, right where you would turn to go on Taylor Road, is less than 2 minutes past that turn on your left-hand side.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm going this weekend, going to take my wife for a big time. We're going to go check it out.
There you go. I highly recommend the Cuban sandwich, roast beef sandwich, the peppers, the corn, the jam. I recommend it all.
Well, I cannot wait to go. My wife, I'm going to treat my wife good this weekend. She's going to think I'm a bigwig taking her over there.
There you go.
Yes. So don't tell her I won this. Let her make her think that, you know, I'm just doing it nice for her. Nobody out there tell her.
There you go. Your secret is safe with us. Mike, congratulations.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Newstalk 93.1. Demo Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show. Woohoo! And then Danny Boy starts his weekend.
Ooh.
Syracuse is playing Clemson, and Syracuse almost beat Clemson last year.
I wonder if they have the same shot this year.
Syracuse or Clemson?
Syracuse. The Orange Men to potentially upset.
The Orange Men. There you go. They may have actually upset them. I'll have to go back and look. Let's go to Trey Gowdy here, my friend.
If it wasn't clear, this is a politics show, not a sports talk show.
Sports talk, Dan and Joey. Let's listen to Trey Gowdy talking about McCabe.
What's your reaction news that his appeal was rejected?
Twofold, and one of them will be wildly unpopular, but I think it's important to say it. Number one, it's a celebration of our justice system, where you can be the second in command at the world's premier law enforcement agency and still be subject to investigation and potentially indictment. Whether you're second in command at the FBI or working the second shift at a manufacturing plant in South Carolina, the blindfolded woman doesn't care who you are. That's something to be celebrated for. Now for the wildly unpopular part. He's presumed innocent, and I know that's not popular to say in a political context. It's not, but he's presumed innocent, and even if he's indicted, the indictment is no evidence of a crime. He's entitled to present his case in front of 12 of his fellow citizens, and look, I know politics doesn't reward fairness, but our justice system needs to survive long past the political vagaries. And it is important, just like it was with President Trump, when I was very tough on Democrats like Adam Schiff that wanted to put him in jail, before the Mueller report had ever been issued, I'm going to be consistent.
And that's one of the reasons I really like Trey Gowdy, is he wasn't doing the lock him up type of stuff and things like that. He plays it by the system. Okay, so Trey Gowdy is going to continue on. He's going to be talking about what McCabe's crimes could be.
A little confusing. The leak that he gave, ostensibly, allegedly, to the Wall Street Journal was essentially a leak that appears it may have been done in an effort to sort of spin things his way, to make him look very fair that he was continuing to do the Clinton investigation while they were looking into these issues with regard to the president as well. So the question is why? You know, why would he feel, if he felt that he was being fair on both sides, that he needed to do that to protect his image?
Self-interest. He lied to Michael Horowitz's investigators because he leaked something that was in his best interest. It cast him in the best light possible. It's the oldest motive known to man, which is self-interest. When you have an obligation to tell the truth, he had an option. He could have not answered the question. He could have invoked the Fifth.
It's worth pointing out that they're talking about four separate occasions when they say that he misled them.
Two where he affirmatively lied, and then two where he had a lack of candor, which is you have information, you have a duty to disclose it, and you fail to do so. So both lying affirmatively and then failing to tell the truth when he had an obligation to do so.
Wow. That's why I tell you, Trey Gowdy is onto the stuff. And the other thing is, Trey Gowdy knows. Trey Gowdy has seen some of these documents, and he is going to refer to one of them, and that is an email between Brennan and Comey. Listen in.
So we don't know whether or not his name is going to be intertwined into the reports that are still to come out, the larger report from the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, and then John Durham's report, which is state's attorney report that's coming out. But Bill Barr, who has seen more of these documents, and you have seen more of them as well, I just want to remind everyone, said this about what's to come.
Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, I'm not going to speculate about when it started. We're going to find out when it started. Some of the explanations I've gotten don't have together. So in a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I first started.
You said back in May, watch the emails between Brennan and Clapper, correct?
Brennan and Comey. Yes, ma'am.
Brennan and Comey, excuse me. Can you expand on that?
Well, I mean, we're in December of 2016. This is well off after the Russia investigation been launched by Peter Strzok, in case anybody's forgotten that name. Well after the first FISA, probably after the renewal. And here's Jim Comey conceding that the dossier is unverified, it's never been corroborated, and yet it's being used in court filings. And to my knowledge, the court was never told it was not corroborated. So, but again, I think Bill Barr would tell you the same thing, Martha, if he was on the show. There is a difference between doing a really lousy job, There's a difference between not meeting anyone's expectations for public service and then being indicted. So I will caution my Republican friends again, if the only thing that is going to satisfy you is the indictment of certain high-level officials, you may wind up being disappointed. Yeah. I have higher expectations for government than just narrowly avoiding indictment.
Okay, so there's email between Brennan and Comey. And kind of refresh your memory, Trey Gowdy has spoken on this before, that it was an acknowledgement that the FISA warrant in the dossier had no backing to it. And you remember there was this, well, Brennan said, no, Comey said, well, Brennan said that. No, Brennan said, no, Comey is the one that said that. Who, the email tells us the truth. And this is where it's going to start being very, very interesting to see if we start going down a slippery slope here. I think we're about to see something. I think next week is going to be the beginning, first step, where things are coming out.
I hope it is, because I'm starting to grow a little impatient, too. I get it. They've got to make sure everything's in order, because if you're going to make the accusations we think they're going to make, it needs to be well-documented, and you need to have the goods.
Yeah, you've got to make... I mean, when you're talking about going up this high...
Yes.
You have got to make it count, and what... You find out in these investigations, just like in Watergate, is that as they started moving up and ratcheting higher and higher and higher, they realized this thing is huge. And when they found the tapes, which was the death of Richard Nixon, and the tapes were not accurately transcribed, by the way, but doing the 4 minutes of silence, I think somebody was trying to clean the record in this, and that's going to be obstruction. And that's going to be a problem. So the question is, who's going to be singing? And if you have a singer in this whole thing, then you have it. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Great show today. What? How many calls did we take?
I tell you, it was kicking. Okay, we have Bradley Byrne in Thursday of next week. We have... It's the mayor in Marysville next week, right? Next
Hopefully
Wednesday.
So, yeah.
So we have him next Wednesday. And we're going to be a big week, I can tell you that, boys and girls. Joey, thanks for a great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right.
Monday at 12 o'clock.
Monday, my goodness. How would I not know that? Corona Dan, be back Monday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. Felicity.